into the early weeks of the legislative session this year, Senator. Already some bills that are reflective of some things we've seen over the last few years, and that is the explanation or definition, as it were, of the 10th Amendment, state sovereignty. And in this case, after seeing some executive orders signed by the president, several bills actually in both chambers have been introduced talking about gun rights.
That's a major topic of conversation up in the Capitol this week or over the past several weeks. Probably out of the emails we've got, 80% of them have dealt with gun rights and protecting our Second Amendment rights.
And again, it's a topic that really has been, I think, drawing more attention the last 3 or 4 years.
And most definitely the last 3 or 4 years. I'm proud when I first came up here 10 years ago of being part that passed right to carry. And we just don't have problems with people that are legally authorized to carry firearms. I don't think the state's ever had an issue with that. But this latest shooting has brought it all to light. And so a lot of stuff is being revisited and a lot of interest created at home and here at the Capitol.
How important are bills like Senate Bill 150 that try to make sure that the federal government is not becoming too overly powerful, as it were, over the states?
Well, I think they're extremely important. That's one of my major reasons for being here. I just really get tired of the federal government trying to take over local issues, and I'm a big local issue person. I like local control, and as it comes up from there, and every time it comes up from, I like to start with the communities at home, but every step it goes up, I think it takes away individual rights. And the state's pretty good about protecting, but boy, the next big leap to the federal government, and they don't see Missouri the same way we that live in Missouri see it.
More of a grouping together, as it were. The federal government seems to see all states as...
So they kind of throw us in with the East Coast and West Coast. We're not. We're an individual state and a great state, and I don't think we need the federal government telling us what to do and how to handle our individual issues that we do quite well.
Do you think more states will see things the same way Missouri and other states, especially in the middle part of the country, seem to see the way the Constitution was written?
Yes, I think the Midwest tends to stick together more on those issues than the East Coast, West Coast. Midwest and the South seem to have the same individual ideas and stick together more so than the East Coast, West Coast, and Northeast in particular. Proud, I did co-sponsor Senator Munslinger's bill and see others maybe possibly coming about. Interested to see how we come about, how amendments are made to the bills and what we actually end up with. But I think you'll definitely see some action here in the Missouri Senate this session dealing with gun rights and reinforcing Missouri's rights, Missouri's citizens' rights to have our right to carry guns and have guns in our homes and protect our family.